We're about to begin Siman Kuf Yud Daled, and we will be doing the first two Sifim. Says the Machaber, Maschilim Lomar Bivrocha Shnia, in the second bracha of Shmone Esrei, that's the bracha of Machayim Esim, Atogibor, Mashiv Aruach Umorad Agoshem, we begin saying Mashiv Aruach Umorad Agoshem, Bitfilas Musiv Shal Yontav Achron Shal Chag, in the Musiv of Shmini Atzeres, Yontav Achron Shal Chag is Shmini Atzeres, in Eretz Yisrael, that is Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. In Chutz Loretz, that is Shmini Atzeres and not Simchas Torah. Ve'ein poskin atfilas musaf sheyontav harishon shel Pesach, and we do not stop saying it until the musaf of the first day of Pesach. Now, why is it that we mention Mashiv Aruach Davke in the bracha of Mechayim Esim? Because Geshamim give life to the world, like Tchias HaMesim. Now, really, since on Sukkos we are judged for rain, we should begin, we're judged for the Mayim. We should really be beginning our Mashiv HaRuach from the first day of Sukkos. But because on Sukkos, we prefer not rain, Geshamim are assuming Kol HaBachag, because then we can't sit in the Sukkah. Therefore, we don't mention it from the beginning of Sukkos. So then immediately afterwards, the Mariv of Shmini Atzeres, at least in Eretz Yisrael, where one doesn't sit in a sukkah anymore, at least there we should have begun saying Mashiv HaRuach. It's just that not everyone comes to shul in Mariv, not everybody would know and would have heard the Shliach Tzibur announce that we're supposed to say Mashiv HaRuach, so Chazal made it for when everyone's in shul, not in Shachris, because we're going to learn later that you need a Hachroza. The Shamish or the Shatz is supposed to announce before Davening, before Musaf, to say Mashiv HaRuach. Since in Shachris that would be a hefsik between Gula Latfil, between Gal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei, therefore it's done in Musaf. Now, since the Zman for mentioning Mashiv HaRuach should really have been from the beginning of Shmini Atzeres, that means the night of Shmini Atzeres, then although we put it off until Musaf in order that everybody be in Shul and hear it, if someone said Mashiv HaRuach in Mariv or Shachris of Shmini Atzeres, the halachi is that he does not have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. It's not considered having said Mashiv HaRuach at the wrong time, since that really is his man that we should have been saying Mashiv HaRuach. Now, in the case of Pesach, we wait until Musaf also so that to stop saying Mashiv HaRuach, so that everyone will have heard from the Shliach Tzibur that we no longer say Mashiv HaRuach. Now, we will later see that there's a machlokas, the machaber and the ramah. The halachi is that before Shmona Esrei, say before Shmona Esrei and Shmini Atzeres, we have Tfilas Geshem, or for those who say in Chazaras HaShatz, the Shliach Tzibur announces beforehand to say Mashiv HaRuach, and as a result of that, everyone heard the hachroza, and that's when they begin saying Mashiv HaRuach. In the case of the summer, so there's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber holds that in the summer, one says Morid HaTol. The Ramah does not have one saying Morid HaTol in the summer. Therefore, for a Sfardi following the Mechaber, or those who daven Nusach Sfard, and say Morid HaTol, the Shliach Tzibur can announce that before Musaf, and therefore already in Musaf, the Tzibur will refrain from saying Mashiv HaRuach. However, according to the Ramah's Minig Ashkenaz, where there is no mention of Morid HaTol during the summer, so what's the Shliach Tzibur going to announce? Don't say Mashiv HaRuach? We don't make an announcement not to say Geshem. As a result of it, according to the Ramah, the only way that the Tzibur will have heard a Hachroza is by way of the Shliach Tzibur's own davening in Musaf, when he says the Tfilah B'Kol Ram. And there he's going to be leaving out Mashiv HaRuach. That will serve as the hachroza announcing for all of them to stop saying Mashiv HaRuach, and therefore, after the Chazaras HaShatz, which means the next tefillah will be at Mincha, only at that point will the Tzibur stop saying Mashiv HaRuach. So, and we'll see this mefurish, the Mechaber and the Ramah further, it turns out then, because everyone has to hear the hachroza, the Tzibur has to hear the hachroza, for those who don't say Morid HaTol, there is no hachroza until the Chazaras HaShatz, where the Shatz leaves it out. Therefore, in Musaf, the Tzibur should be saying a Mashiv HaRuach. The Shliach Tzibur doesn't, and only in Mincha it changes. For those who have the minag of saying Tfilas Tal, so there, even though there was even though we don't normally make an announcement not to say anything, but nevertheless, the tefillas tal, if that is said before davening, will give the tzibur a hachroza. Therefore, they're going to be able to, in tefillas musaf, leave out the mashiv haruach. Now, similar to the case of someone who leil shmini atzeres says mashiv haruach, what happens if someone left out mashiv haruach on the night of Pesach, on leil haseder? Since Be'etzem, at the beginning of Pesach, we already don't have to ask for, we don't have to ask for and don't have to mention Geshamin. The only reason we do is in order that the Tzibur have a Hachroza. If somebody did accidentally leave out Mashiv HaRuach already from Leil HaSeder or Shachris in Shachris of the first day of Pesach, the Halach is he is Yotzin, does not have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Sif Beis. This was the halacha that the Mishnah Berurah spoke out before. The halacha is that a yachid is not allowed to mention geshem until the shliach tzibur is machriz. The shliach tzibur means either the bal tefillah or the shamish. Now, even the shliach tzibur in his own tefillas lachash, since he did not yet hear a hachroza, could not mention mashiv haruach on shmini atzeres. So for those who say tefillas geshem in chazaras hashatz, if the shliach tzibur did not make an announcement before the tefillas lachash, then the halacha would be that no one, including the shliach tzibur, nobody is to say mashiv haruach, and only after the shatz says it would everybody else begin saying it. Says the Ramah now. The Mishnah Berurah speaks something out, although he says this is wrong, but if it happened, it would work. What happens if someone in the middle of his davening, he started davening, and he serves as a shliach tzibur, a self-appointed shliach tzibur, and announces mashiv haruach as he's davening? He says mashiv haruach out loud. So in the Bir Halacha, he says that there's a machlokus whether or not that's considered a hachroza. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, says that everyone has the right to mention mashiv haruach already then, if they are already holding, if they are not yet holding it mashiv haruach, meaning they didn't say mashiv haruach yet, and they can still say it in their Shmoneh Esrei if they heard it from the self-appointed Shliach Tzibur. The Yesh Omrim, says the Ramah, Shekodim Shemaschilin Musaf Machriz Hashamish Mashiv HaRuach Kidei Shehat Tzibur Yaskiru B'Tfilosan V'chein Noagin. You see, the Machaber has it that the Shliach Tzibur only in his Chazoras Hashat says Mashiv HaRuach, and then the Tzibur in Mincha can go ahead and change. According to the Ramah, you have a hachroza before davening, and this way everybody can say mashiv haruach already in their own silent Shmoneh Esrei. Now the hachroza can either be in the form of the shamash or the gabai making an announcement before davening, or for those who say tefillas geshem before davening rather than in chazaras hashatz, that serves as the hachroza. Hilkach. Af imhu chole. Yeah, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah changes the pshat in this Ramah. I explained that this was a machlokis between the Mechaber and the Ramah, because the Ramah says v'yesh omrim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a version that says that is a mistake. It's a tos hadfus. It should have said instead of v'yesh omrim, pirush. In other words, there's no machlokas from Mechaber and the Ramah. That was the kavana of the Mechaber in the first place, that the Shliach Tzibur should announce before Musaf for everyone to say Mashiv HaRuach, and therefore they wouldn't begin in Mincha. And it's only, according to the Ramah, in the case of the summer, where it was only in Mincha that everybody would stop saying Mor Dagesha. Okay, says the Mechaber now, Hilkach, Af imu chole, even if somebody is not well, O Onus, or for some reason he just cannot daven either in shul or also at the time that the tzibur is davening. And normally we would say, even if someone can't make it to shul, he should daven at least at the time that the tzibur is davening. This person as a chol or onus cannot wait that long. Nevertheless, lo yakdim tfiloso l'tfilas atzibur. He is not allowed to daven early. L'fisha osur lahaskir at shiyom r'shliach tzibur. It is also for him to say mashiv haruach until the shliach tzibur said it. Avon yodeya sheikh rishatz afipi shehulo shama maskir. He doesn't have to literally hear it from the shliach tzibur. He has to know that the shliach tzibur already said mashiv haruach. Let's say there was an announcement made before davening. He wasn't there at the time of the announcement, and now he's davening with the tzibur. Since there was an announcement to the tzibur, he can already say mashiv haruach. So the halakha will be that once there's an announcement, even people that were not in shul could already say mashiv haruach. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that people who live in a place where there is no minyan, what they should do is wait until around the end of Shei Shals, meaning around Chatzos, to daven musaf, because by that time, Klal Yisrael already made its announcements in all of the shuls. The Bir Halacha discusses the case of a shul that has an early minyan, say of a second minyan before davening, and now the second minyan is davening. So it's clear that in Shacharis, the second minyan wouldn't say Mashav Ruach on the basis of the hachroza of the first minyan. However, in the case of Musaf, even if there was no hachroza, he speculates that perhaps the hachroza of the first minyan is good enough, but he's not sure. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out saying, that you're better off not having a vasikin minyan in the shul on the first day of Pesach. For those who have a minig that in Musaf the yochid still says Mashiv Haruach, in that shul it'll be a suffix whether or not to say Mashiv Haruach. Since the first minyan already stopped saying it, they had their achrozah by way of the Shliach Tzibur. For people that have the minag that already in their own silent Shmoneh Esrei, they stopped saying it, so there, having the Vasikin minyan is not a disadvantage, it may even be an advantage. Just one other thing that the Mishnah Berurah brings up, and that is with regard to what is this achrozah. If someone just gives a bang and announces for everyone to say Mashiv HaRuach, that is not a hachroza. We will later learn that ruach is not a hachroza for geshem. You have to say mashiv haruach amorat goshem in order for it to be considered a hachroza. The hachroza has to be in geshem, because if you just say mashiv haruach, that one is allowed to say in the summer too. There could be wind in the summer as well as the winter. So it's only after an announcement of mashiv haruach amorat goshem that we begin saying mashiv haruach, with the yechidim, meaning the tzibur, in their own Shmoneh Esrei, will begin saying Mashiv HaRuach.